you reach for God in your lives on a daily basis, whether or not you are aware of that reaching. It is the natural tendency of spirit to grasp the light. You have suffered the loss of those who are close to you in recent times. You wonder about their transitions. You wonder about where they are, not physically, but spiritually. Both of your friends are engaged in a smooth, loving, and enlightened transition. We, all of us, are surrounding them. We are lifting them with our loving presence, and they radiate that presence with great peace and with a kind of spiritual joy. This spiritual joy is not like human happiness, but rather an understanding of the meaning, the true meaning, of the love that embraces them. As you know, they both gave much prayerful thought and preparation for this transition from life to life, as they understood it. The process of moving from one kind of life force to another belongs to all living forms. We can say also that as we live, we engage in a kind of transition of our own. It is perhaps best understood as an evolution. It is no way considered a loss at one end and a gain at the other. For the transition of human beings, there is a loss experienced by those who surround the individual with love. And there is a loving welcome that embraces the soul as it becomes fully embraced in the life of spirit. For us in that transition, that evolution, that reforming of our own spiritual energy, there is no experience of loss at one end and a gain at the other. When we move from one plane of spirit to another, those souls who remain on that particular plane experience only joy. We experience only a loving affirmation of peace and connection. One could say in human terms, we rejoice in this transformation. There is no sense of loss, for the development of spirit is encased in only positive energy. There is no loss. There is no suffering. There is no sense of being left behind. There is only a recognition that all participate in that transformation, in that evolution of each soul. The fact that we participate directly in that evolving spirit is a fact because we are truly one. We rejoice in the growth of all spirits, for growth is the nature of spirit. That growth is both an ability to recognize being loved and the capacity to be more loving. The ultimate objective, of course, is arriving at a point when there is no distinction between souls, and all souls become pure love. Each of you, as is true for each of us, will become all love. What your friends experience at this point on their journeys is a greatly intensified awareness of the real power of love. They are being filled with the love that they shall grow with, And that love that sustains them illuminates their pathways to becoming only love, just as your own pathways are leading to the same conclusion. Human beings experience loss. We do not. We celebrate growth. We celebrate this transformation, this transition, this evolution of spirit, because all of us grow with the transformation of each soul. We are one. And as the light of one soul becomes more pure, the light of all souls become more pure. There is only the light. There is no more sense of darkness, no more sense of loss, no sense of being left behind, no regrets, no wishes that something could be different. But our existence does not have to be in a fundamental way different from yours. The intensity may be different. The insights may be different. But the direction can be the same. We do not judge one another. We do not question the sacredness of another's life. And because that is our understanding of what it means to be reflecting of God's presence, we can offer to human beings an acceptance of those same goals. We ask you to be non-judgmental in the face of darkness, not because you cannot be non-judgmental. There are some who will be more capable than others, but it is not our understanding that sensing the oneness of humankind for other beings is impossible. It is possible. It is possible to surround those who have made the transition from human to spirit life only with gratitude, only with love, only with prayers for continued growth, only for a greater sense of what it truly means to be loved, and what it truly means to be loving. Our description of our experience of seeing others transform themselves from one level or plane of development to the next is offered not as a way of dividing human life into a partition separate from spiritual life. We describe our experience because at some level within the span of human life, such movement toward this evolution is possible. Will you ever, as human beings, become fully non-judgmental? Will you, as human beings, ever experience the transformation of human to spirit life without a sense of loss? The answer is no. But if you can accept the losses you feel and yet enclose those losses within an envelope that is truly loving and supportive and filled with light, then you are experiencing, however briefly, the same reactions that we experience with no effort at all. When you experience those responses, you are glimpsing a small part of the pure joy, the feeling of peace that we experience. It is not an issue of feeling no loss and somehow failing in spirit. Feel the loss. Acknowledge what is no longer possible with your own interactions with those who have joined us For those feelings of loss are in themselves an expression of love. You feel loss because you care, because you feel that some part of who you are is no longer present. There is no reason to reject those feelings or to find ways of dismissing them. Bring them into your experience, but recognize that in those experiences, in those feelings, you are in reality surrounding another with your love. There is no greater gift you can give another spirit than love. Human life is filled throughout its duration with loss. Such experiences cannot be discounted, cannot be left on the shelf and ignored, cannot be understood with a sense of guilt that somehow you are restricting the development of another soul. For that is not the case. What is essential is an acknowledgement that what you truly feel is love. When you recognize that presence of love, then you are giving strength to the person or souls of those to whom you feel so close. Surround your friends, surround your family members with a sense of love. Certainly, in any relationships, there are moments of darkness as well as light, but that darkness has no ultimate impact on the spirit of another. With no true energy directed toward the spirit, it may exist, but has no impact. Devoting your spiritual presence to what you admired and cherished and loved indeed strengthens the other's soul journey. What is ultimately important in human life is not the generation of darkness, but the dissemination of light. There is a dark side to all human beings, but that ultimately dissipates. It loses its impact. Its energy crumbles. But what is good about each person is built upon, is nurtured, and is strengthened in the next phases of spirit life. The two whom you think of at the moment were filled with much love as they joined us. Their lights were radiant. They were filled with the love that can be strengthening to other spirits. They are present with each of you, and your prayers on their behalf, your reflection of their light illuminates the paths that they are on. That illumination contains much energy. The love that you offer, the love you recall, and the love you experience all provide strength. All are affirmations of spirit. They are strengthened through your loving thoughts. Their paths are clearer through your loving thoughts. Each of them is surrounded very clearly by those they love. They're surrounded by those who have made the transition before them, but they are also surrounded by the presence of your own souls. For as you know, your souls are not confined to a specific place. Your souls are everywhere and nowhere in particular. Your souls inform and give grace to your lives, but they also inform and give grace to those for whom you pray. the power of your own souls and their capacity to be everywhere is unlimited. The thoughts you have that are positive, that are loving, that are supportive and uplifting are boundless. The energy is bright and warm and present. We see that energy and that light. We see the colors of that light, as we have discussed, is meant by colors, not green or red or yellow, but colors of love. Reflect always your understanding of God's presence in your own lives, knowing that that reflection is directed not just to human beings. That reflection illuminates the paths of all souls for whom you pray. And those paths are in themselves illuminating the presence of all other souls. For indeed, we are one, just as you are one. We can also assure you that you and we, all souls, are a single entity. Each component, each soul, contributes light and energy to all other souls. Just as your hands may provide for the betterment of the body, each soul provides for the betterment of all souls. The hand is part of the body. The soul is part of God's totality. Be comforted in your understanding of God's presence. Reflect that presence to those who exist in human form and to those who live in spirit. We are all God. We are all the single unit of God's creation. We all belong. We all impact with positive energy on the totality that is God. You are blessed in that reality. You are blessed in your oneness. You are blessed in whatever you reflect of God's presence. You are blessed in your prayers and reflections directed toward us, toward all souls that share our form of light. Rest in that light. Amen. From a message received June 8, 2022.